Monday the 23rd of July, Heir of Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Shlomo Klor, Churban Beis HaMikdash.
Thanks very much. Shkere for the organizers. If I can first start with Rabbein Yoina, which actually, when I first saw Rabbein Yoina, I felt quite worried. But then, when I realized that this Torah way, it gave me a shtekel chizuk. I'll tell you what Rabbein Yoina says. There's a mission in Ovis, Perek Chamishi. Hoylech Veina Oysa, Abba Midas Baruch HaBeis HaMedesh. There's a Hoylech Veina Oysa, Tzchah Halicha B'Yodai. Somebody goes to Beis HaMedesh, Veina Oysa, Tzchah Halicha B'Yodai. What is Hoylech Veina Oysa? What's he doing? He's going, Veina Oysa, Tzchah Halicha B'Yodai. Oysa, Veina Hoylech, Tzchah Maisa B'Yodai. That means he does the mitzvahs, he does the Torah, he doesn't go. Chametzah v'yoda, he has chametzah. Mishnah carries on with other options. But let's just focus for 1 minute. Hoylech ve'eino isa. So he's going to Beis HaMedesh. Ve'eino isa. He's done absolutely by this nothing. So what's the schar does he have? So to Ben Yoina, that when we say hoylech ve'eino isa, ain't pirushoi. Shein oisa klau doesn't mean ein oisa that he doesn't do anything. Mikol mashir shom beis hamedrash. That's not what it means. Shein kei, because if somebody is in the situation of matzav ein oisa, says Rabbi Yoina, Rosh Hagomer. He's a Rosh Hagomer. Somebody who absolutely doesn't not makayim mitzvahs is Rosh Hagomer. You don't have to be Rosh just by doing aveiros. If you do nothing, you don't do any mitzvahs, you're Rosh Hagomer. So it can't mean Hoylech Ve'eino Oisa means he doesn't, he's abstained, he does absolutely nothing, because that's Rosh Hagomer. Because he says, could ein Rosh Basir Saveres Bavad, the person not just a Rosh just by doing a Veres, Kim Gam Ham Nimnam, Lassus Ham Mitzvah, also is Nik Rosh. So what's Pshat? So Pshat in the Mishnah is, Hoylech Ve'eino Oisa Chalich B'yodi means, She'einoi Choyza Achareyam La'asoysam. A person who basically does mitzvahs, he learns Torah by convenience. It so happens to be that it's actually 6 o'clock. I didn't daven minchah yet, and I want to catch before shkia. People who daven before shkia, then is a minion a chapa minion? No, daven minion. Fine, he daven minchah with shkia. He daven minchah with a minion, but he wasn't choylech achreim lasoisa. He did it because it so happens to be it came out. He managed to catch it. That's eino isa. So schar mitzvah he has some sort of schar. That's called ein oisa. Oisa means that if somebody is actually, when he gets up in the morning, he schedules his day, he plans his day. Where am I going to have a mincha? Today I'm going to be in such a place. I'm going to have a mincha someplace. Where will I find a minion? So pshat is that when he does the mitzvahs, he learns or davens or does his mitzvahs. He's not doing it that it's coming just by the way. He's had it scheduled and planned. Where is he going to do it? A place like Torah Way where start the morning the Torah Way, and that's how it goes. It's a place where the mindset that one starts the day, whether here, whether electronically, whatever may be the case, is the kviyas. I mean, you start it in such a way that you know that this is what I'm doing, that's the emes l'chay, that's the emes l'oysa. That's Rabbeinu Yoina. The Ramah brings down in the Sefer Torah Sa'ila and the Santa Maisa. What happened with Plato? Plato was a big philosopher, and he came after the Churban. He came to the Mokum HaMikdash to Yerushalayim together with the Nebuchadnezzar, and he saw Yirmiyahu Navi was boicha. Says b'chias nayois. So Plato, the big chacham, the big philosopher, said to Yirmiyahu, You're such a clever person. From all Klais, you're the most clever person. Think, how did it come to you that you should cry over something like this? The Churban destroyed. So what? Such a clever person should cry like that? He said, for two reasons why I don't think you're supposed to be crying. The Churban call, he says, because it's Eitzim Avonim. Crying on Eitzim Avonim? That's what you're crying about? Number two, he said, it's shun the noch, it's all over, it's gone, it's spilled milk. Don't cry over spilled milk. The shaila was, that when one cries, it's an emotional expression. It's an emotion of a person. Either something bad happens or something good happens. So it's an emotional expression of a person that they come out and they cry. Is it sichlit? Is it seichel? Is it something which is intelligent? Say, well, now I'm going to cry. Is it going to help me crying? L'chari not. L'chari, it's an emotional. People have emotions. Well, l'chari should have emotions. But of the shayla, of somebody who's such a clever person, that this person is seichel is shaylit, his seichel rules over his emotions. How do you come to cry over something like that? So Yirmiyahu tells him that you're a big philosopher, you know philosophy very well, but I'm sure within all the philosophy that you do, there's some shaylit, some seichel that you still have, that you haven't clarified. Ask me those shaylit, and we'll see if we can sort you out. So Plato said, yeah, Vada, you're right. With all the philosophy with that, I was thinking there are still issues which I didn't manage to come to a final tshuva. So yes, and Doshailis says Ramah that Yirmiyahu Novi Kalachayad with like nothing answered all those shailis. Plato was in Steinen. He was shocked. He said, Yirmiyahu Novi said, that Chachma which I have, which I just answered all those shaylis, it comes from those Eitzim Avonim, the Shpor of the Beis HaMikdash, those what you consider Eitzim Avonim, that is where my Chachma, that's why Shoyev Zaloshni says, I'm Shoyev my Chachma from those Eitzim Avonim that you consider Eitzim Avonim, that's where my Chachma comes from, and that's what's upsetting. And so the second shayla that you ask is spilled milk. How does one cry with spilled milk? So he said, that's a shayla which I wouldn't be able to explain you. I couldn't tell you a tshuva. There is a tshuva, there is an answer to it, but I couldn't tell you the answer. You would never understand it. Plato, yeah, this is one of the biggest philosophers. You wouldn't understand it. That's as far as Ramah goes. So the ultimate kelim, that is poshut. What's the tshuva, the second question? It's very poshut. The tshuva is about them, that it's not a cry on the other. It's not a cry on what happened yesterday. The cry is on the lahaba. The cry is that we should have a Beis HaMikdash. Baruch Hashem took it away. There's a chum. But we cry that the Baruch Hashem should give this Beis HaMikdash back. So something like that, says the Alt from Kelim, it's not of it. He says, a poshtiyid, a hedid shev Yisrael, if it exists, a hedid. A hedid shev Yisrael could understand that there's a tefillah for l'habah. The big philosopher, the Plato big philosopher, couldn't understand it. So to use the expression of the Alt from Kelim, he says, to use his expression, Dover kazeh, hedid shev Yisrael meivin bepashtus. The chochum gadol shebeumis oilam and not masugul to understand. He says why? Because there's a kedusha in the neshama from the Yisrael. There's a helikait. There's a kedusha in the Yiddish neshama that has a tshuka, has a gravity, has a pull to the Beis HaMikdash. It has understanding to it. Therefore, a yid will understand what it means to daven of the habah. But I looked into it a little bit, and I wanted to understand Taka, what was Plato's problem? A little bit, what was his problem? Maestro, doesn't Maestro anything? It doesn't sound like such a far-fetched thing. So I thought, no, maybe Goyim, or not, we have, tshuva is a chiddush. That we can do tshuva is a big chiddush. Somebody doesn't have Vera, Mechadezi should be able to do tshuva. So tshuva is a chiddush. But I looked around, everybody knows that by the Goyim, there was also tshuva. And the most obvious case of tshuva was, Nineveh, they did tshuva, so tshuva by going is possible. So he should have understood something like that. Mitzad sheni tefillah, davening. So we see by going is also shayach davening, because in Melachim it says when Shlomo Melech was mechanech was completed the Beis HaMikdash. So Shlomo Melech, one of his tefillahs was that when Goyim come to the Oilei Rego, or now Oilei come to Beis HaMikdash, and when they daven, they ask for their nitzrach, their needs. Baruch Hashem should listen to the tefillahs. So l'chayah by them, by going is also tefillah. So they had, as far as tshuva they had, tefillah they had. So what is that in the problem? The way it's a sayyav of Gemara tradition, and a Marsha, which I think is nifledit. I think it's morally. I think it's absolutely morally. The Gemara claims in the Gemara tradition, Tanya Rabbanan, Hulu Moit, Ubnai Lil Moit, if there's a choice, if a father, there's only an opportunity, there's a father and a son, and both can go learn, either the father or the son. There's only enough resources, or whatever it may be, only one of the two can go learn. Says Moit, he can go learn, or Ubnai Lil Moit, who could him live in? So he has a schus, he goes before the Bnai. So somebody has to look at the ranch. So who goes to learn? He goes to learn, and the son looks at the ranch. Says Rabbi Yehuda, what happens if Bnai is ours? The Bnai is happening to pick the shop. And his mother, Tamudim is Kai Biyadai, and when he learns, Tamudim will be in his hands. It's more Kedushin Chav Tess on Benz. Is Bnai Tadmai? His son comes first. And at Moses, I'll tell you a story of what happened. Ki hoja Rabbi Yaakov b'reja of Acha by Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, who is b'reja of Acha by Yaakov, the son of Rabbi Yaakov, that his father sent him to learn. The advisors thought that he was a Zarz. So he was. When he came back for Yom Tov, came back, Mr. John Matthew Shiva came back, he also, Chadji, his father saw, Rabbi Acha saw, we have Mchadim Shmaitzer. That the Shmaitzer, what he learned, wasn't Mchadim, wasn't as sharp as it could be. Amalek, he says to him, I'm not different. You know, I think it's better I go. You stay here, and I'm going to go. Okay, good. Shom Abaya. They learned by Abaya. Shom Abaya took out the Ossi that the Bach is coming to learn in his yeshiva. It says, more having Mazit. The Bayer Bonon, the Abaya, in the Abaya's yeshiva, there was such an awful mazik in that yeshiva that when they would go to learn, they would always go in pairs, even in daytime. So it's at night, not to hang around at night, but this was such an awful mazik that they didn't allow themselves to go on their own, so they went in pairs. And it would be mazik. Even sometimes in pairs, it would be mazik. Amad Hus, Abaya said to Talmidim in yeshiva, Loi Leisef, when Avach is going to come, is it? Avach was a big tzaddik. Loi Leisef Leinish Ushbiza. Don't, when he comes, when Avach comes, don't, nobody give him a place to stay. Shouldn't have anywhere to stay. And he'll end up staying where? In the Beis Medrash. Eshed Mitzakash Nisa. Maybe unless it'll happen. And he'll sort of smart it out once and for all. Say, very good. Rabbi came. Nobody offered him any place to stay. He had nowhere to stay. Bush stayed in line. So he was in the Beis Medrash. So this mazik, which had seven heads, came and appeared. Came to visit him. Says the more called Kriya, the Korah. Every single Kriya, every time he bent down, Rabbi, one head from flying off. Until the mazik was all over. No more mazik. The Macha. The Oilem came back to Yeshiva the next morning. So Amal Hu, the Macha, says, Acha says to Abaya, Eloi Nisachash Nisa, if there wouldn't have been a nest, you put me to Matu Sakana. Not nice? Matu Sakana. That's really more ends. Zok to Marsha. That's Masha, which I think we all asked this question. That's Masha. Efsha, yeah? Ktats kosher. The heich docha abaya. Oisoi, lemokim sakana. Al sopik shem yisach shnisa. How does abaya put your acha into such a massive sakana to shem yisach shnisa? And what happens if it won't be an S? What do you do? He says, not me. Says Masha, that even let's say that there will be a nest, we know that there's a dim cheshbon. The first one doesn't. There's a dim cheshbon on each person. So even if there will be a nest, that means he will get saved, then Menachem is Choyosov. Menachem is Choyosov. Then he means Av Akka would have had to give up from his chusim because he had a nest, the Rosh Hashanah saved him. So, what was the Bayi? How did the Bayi do this? So, to Mashiach. Yeshloima, the Vadai, Samacha Bayi Achasidusoi, Mushatach Tfilosoi, Lehoyim Nizik. The Yagat Amavi. Abaya was reliant on Rav Acha's chusim that Matrech his tikkis of a person, he would kill the Mazik. Bein ze mikines. And this is not considered an S. And because it's not considered an S, it also doesn't go off his chesm. It's dam nachim schoizel. That if he, Rav Acha, manages to kill this mazik from the schusim, from him being the schus, sorry, the shem according to feel it, no, sorry, he says that he's reliant on chesedosai that mutrecht on shulik mutrecht filosai that the abaya relied on the v'acha and then mutrecht from his davening that in his davening lo yenerat he wouldn't be killed. And because of his davening, it wouldn't be considered an S. That means he'd be saved through his davening, and that's not considered an S. And because it's not considered an S, so it's not nachim schoyosov. That the koyach atfila was going to kill this mazik, and therefore it's not an S. Says Mashiach, it was like what was his problem next morning? How can we tell the bayah this and how can we put me such a matzah? Says Mashiach, it was himself. That what he was saying was that could be the mazik would have approached him before Rav Acha had a chance to daven. So if he would have approached Rav Acha before he had a chance to daven, then he would have been nitzel as nes. Then it's not mischuyosim. But if he would have Acha would have seen him, approached him, and he would have been able to daven, and by davening he would be able to sort him out, then it's not nes. It's not mischuyosim. Basically, we see from this the Koyach HaTfila. The Koyach HaTfila is that it goes far beyond the realms of the schusim of a person. It's even nicer. If Yirmiyo knew that Kubi Klaiso was in a level in the Matzah, where they just lost the base of the Chosu was Chatoy, Shekel Chaveres, Shalosh Chaveres Chumuras. But the Tfila of a person when it comes from Umka Din Libam. So tefillah rises above the schusim of a person, and maybe with the koyach of that tefillah, now maybe the koyach of that tefillah would be master the base of mission. That's something could be what Plato didn't appreciate. Is the medrash in Eicha? Medrash says. Ama of the arts. Says Mitzino. Mentions says Mitzino. Shavita Kadosh Baruch Hu Avodes Chacham Vagil Aroyis Vashfiches Damim Loivita Al Moasu Shel Torah. Bereshit was a vata on the three Avodes Chumuras, on the abandonment of the leaving of the Torah, of not holding the Torah, wasn't a vata. Bereshit wasn't a vata. It says Ama of the arts. Says the Medrash, "Al avoid zchom v'gil royis v'shviches dam ein ksev kan." El al ozom esterosi. They left. They left Matoya. Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyah, v'shem abchia ba'aba amrei. Ksev oisi ozovu, v'esterosi lo shemoru. Halavai. Says the Medrash, "Oisi ozovu." That Baruch Shalom says. Alavai, it would have been just me, Baruch Shalom, Kaviyachal, Baruch Shalom, that they abandoned. Vesirashi Shamor. And the Torah, they would have kept. Mitorah, Shoy, Misaskin Bo, Hamor Shabo, Yamazil Mutuf. Because in the Askus, the learning of the Torah, even though they were over on the Sholosh Aveyes Chamuras, but nevertheless, the Torah, the learning of the Torah, would have been mounted to them, the Moayata would have mounted them in the Mutuf. Slamaisa, one has to understand, one knows that the seriousness of the Shorosh Averos Chamuros. Shorosh Averos Chamuros is Averos which is Yehorg Ba'al Yavo. A person put into a situation that they have to give up their life, which is not like that with all other mitzvahs in the Torah. They have to give up their life, not the Oyev is Averos. So in Shorosh Averos Chamuros, Borei Shalom was Mevatel. That, Alevai, Oisi, Azavu, Ba'al Toriosi, that not. So Shaila is why? Because the Maaseh, because the actual the Chomer Inyan from the fear of Averos is so much greater, and how can it be, how is it possible that the learning of the Torah should be able to be mechape or be able to cover these Averos Chamuros? How we know the Gemara Yuma says, a Talmud Chacham, that's not Toichi Gebarim, is not called Talmud Chacham, so even Tzayit is Fadom, and he keeps the Torah, then he's not called Talmud Chacham. Says the Al-Shuch, he brings a marshal. The Al-Shuch says that there was once a melech that had a menagin. The same menagin we heard this morning from Allah, he had a menagin, he used to play on a kinar, and he played beautifully for the melech. People kept telling him, this menagin is bad, he's not a good person. He's a schlechter Sachen. He feels that he's in the chutz of the melech, therefore he can allow himself to do certain things, but he's a bad person. Says the Asher of the Melech calls man this menagin, this person who is playing the harp. They're playing nicely and Melech is enjoying the playing, the music of the kinah. So the Melech is Mavaka. He closes an eye to it, he doesn't hear so much, he enjoys the actual playing of the music. One day, this poor musician lost an arm. He lost an arm and he couldn't play anymore. Says the Al-Sheikh that it's certain that the Melech, once now, he looks as if there's Menagin lost an arm, he can't play the harp anymore. So as, when he hears now these things, not my things about this musician, so he's gonna punish him, not only for what he did today, he'll punish him for what he did before. Because now he doesn't have that sort of call it shaykhad, call it something which to blind the melech, that the melech now sees this as a true person, which is not a fetuch nishvim, but also friend, and he's not a person that he's not noyek the way one should be noyek. So Zalzuch, that the Torah is exactly the same way, because the Torah, in a way, if a Bnei Shleim has the Kliyos, what keeps the Torah Kliyos? Kliyos keeps the Torah. Then that is like the musician who plays the kinar, because he's something that's something which a Bnei Shleim likes to hear the Torah. A Bnei Shleim likes to see Kliyos misasik in the Torah. And this askus from the Torah is mechata on other ways that Klai Yisrael do. The Lashon uses that there's a doyish and there's a mevakish. That calls man that he mevadet a Talmud Chacham that's not oisik happen inside is ain't a Talmud Chacham. But if he's oisik in Torah, then when Medrash says that it's omz haftacha, that Klai Yisrael will be brought back. Shabbani Shleilim, because there's a mevakish, there's a doyish and there's a mevakish. The Bnei Shleim wants Klai Yisrael because Klai Yisrael is keeping the Torah, and by keeping the Torah, it's being Mahanu Bnei Shleim. So that's the Ma'ori, that's what the Medrash says, that the beauty, the Ma'ori of the Torah is something that will bring Klai Yisrael back to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. See, even if they do have Averus, even if they're over on Yisur, but the Torah will be mounted to the Klai Yisrael to the Bnei Shleim. Lemaisa, I'm going to go over to another board, and that's I saw Rav El Lapian, he says the Gemara says that what was why did we lose the Beit HaMikdash? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Lechov Yerushalayim al Shemidu Dineim al Din Torah. What does that mean? Le'ovdu Lefnim Meshur Sadin. Tektoisis, yeah, they were very precise, very accurate, and very rigid, whatever you want to call it. So he says, more than Yuma says, the nation should sin is chinam. He lost space in Migdash because sin is chinam. And the Torah says, Dachal b'hal garma. There is somebody who is makdit on every minute, every little detail, that thinks sin is chinam. It doesn't, sin is chinam doesn't just come by accident. Somebody is so pedantic, so makdit on every little zach, it brings sin is chinam. So to be honest, it's a santa zach. Yes, yeah, we have the first place makers was called because of Shorosh Beis Chumurs. The second place makers are sins chanam. And how could you compare the two? If somehow we managed the first place of Migdash, so the first place of Migdash, it took Shorosh Beis Chumurs that before was destroyed. Then how is it that the second base of Migdash was taken away on sins chanam? Sins chanam is not a geshmak azach, it's not a nice thing. But at ktekach, you have three base chumurs that you hold al yavo, and on sinus chinam, yeah, not nice as I say. Abal ma'ase doesn't compare to shorosh beis chumurs. Zach Jabali that when a person and Adam, there isn't a person in this world that only does good and doesn't do avir. Doesn't exist when they're day to day business and involved with other people. People are mitzvah. When Klai Yisrael Fezach is a Mishnah, in Soita that says that the tailor that you use to be Moedid, what's the Lashna Mishnah? Today you use the Moedid is Moedid Moisoi. That the Klai that the person, the yardstick that people use to measure is that's the same yardstick the Boreshulim uses to measure us. So he said, the Zman when Klai Yisrael on the Zakhla on each other are not Makpil on every single thing. There isn't sin in chinam. That Klai Yisrael were able to go to Matzav from Shorosh Beis Chumurs before the Beis Hamikdash was taken away. But in the Matzav, where people themselves are so makpid with each other, and the sin is chinam, and they don't one doesn't forgive another person. So Rabbi Yishlam also treats Klai Yisrael in the same way, meaning that to say that if they do not bear, the Rabbi Yishlam has to come down on the various which they do. Bereshlam can't be mavata on what they do. So it's not necessarily the actual sin of chinam, which is the main avay, which was the Beis Hamikdash was taken away. There's a simon and there's a siva, they say in yeshiva. So the mind says, it could be with other avayas. I'm sure there were other avayas. But in normal circumstances, Bereshlam would have been mavata. Bereshlam would have forgiven, would have turned away, not punished Klai Yisrael. But when Klai Yisrael have a middah, that the dandi neyam, Mamish precise, Mamish Azai, without giveaway, without leeway, you know, he took my pen, so, you know, it's Mamish Azai with that potters. So, the Rosh Hashanah treats Klai Yisrael with the same measuring stick, with the same yardstick, and therefore that's how they lost the Beis Hamikdash. The Altman Kelim says, Mimamakim Krasich Hashem. Mimamakim. So, passages we learn from the depth of our heart, Krasich Hashem. So, the Altman Kelim, that Mimamakim, I'm going to read this Lashon because it's a Mordigal Lashon. Kloima, Lechol Odom Yesh Nekuda Bo'im Kalev. Mimamakim means that in the Chol, you're talking about every person, it's not saying just the Choshev people or Shivas, whatever, yeah. Lechol Odom Yesh Nekuda Bo'im Kalev. Ashuhu Mukhuna Bo'im Medes Tomit. It's standing ready, able, and wants to do something. What does it want to do? It wants to lekroy b'shem Hashem, wants to call out Hashem. Avol, what happens? It's covered. It's mechusa and ba'ofer hachumis ba'anois oylem hazer. That's what covers this sort of pintala that's in the Yiddish Haaretz. Lefichach tzorch adam lachboy ba'oyim knafshoy. The person has to be lachboy, has to dig and go to the oyim knafshoy. Lifnayim offer to shove off, to push away this offer, until he gets the oimik of this nefesh, that this nefesh, this nekudala, can call out to Hashem. It says, Im Odom Mesiach Dati, he's not Mefana, he doesn't do it. He's Mesiach Dati, he doesn't look at this, he doesn't do it. So Bereshlam sometimes has to send messengers. What are the messengers? The messengers are sometimes Yisurim, sometimes Machlis. And that, Mameli says, is chayf, it causes, it does the job. the person doesn't do the job himself, it helps him do the job. Gitter, he says that every single person, and he brings up a meiser, he brings a meiser from Big Up Icarus, every single person, when it comes to the crunch, when a person really comes to the crunch of the Zach, he knows that is the Hashem Echad. He knows that. It's the question how much luchim person needs. Let me just end by saying that we all have this nekuda inside us. The loss of the base of mikdash is ein l'shaya. We suffer things that we suffer today is because we don't have the base of mikdash. The shpos, even the goyim, all over would come from the base of mikdash. The yisurim, I think, applies to every single one of us. I think we have this yisurim. Let's take this yisurim. Let's take these middos that which we learn to uncover the small in the kudala. So that we carry of b'shem Hashem. The tzeibah means we don't say taksman because it's karei moed. We still have some time. You're talking about that we won't have to face the Shabbat, and we should be zayicha. Mitzvah Hashem. There's been best mitzvah made in Amen.